Lesson 1. The Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood. The purpose of this lesson is to help us understand the Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood and how to magnify our callings. Introduction. Elder Reed Smoot was a member of the Quorum of the Twelve from 1900 until his death in 1941. During much of this time, he was an outstanding member of the United States Senate. Many people encouraged him to run for President of the United States, but they told him that he would have to give up his religion because people at that time would not vote for a Mormon for president. He said, "If I had to take my choice of being a deacon in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or being President of the United States, I would be a deacon." Quoted by Bryant S. Hinckley, The Faith of Our Pioneer Fathers, page 202. If you were forced to choose between being a deacon or a powerful leader in your business or government, which would you choose? Why? Why do you think Elder Smoot placed such value on the priesthood? Elder Smoot had to meet certain requirements to be a United States Senator. Likewise, in order for us to receive the priesthood, we must meet certain requirements. We must be interviewed by our priesthood leaders, who ask us certain questions to determine our worthiness to receive the priesthood and our willingness to accept sacred priesthood responsibilities. What are some of the questions we are asked by our priesthood leaders? After Elder Smoot was elected, he took the oath of office and promised to fulfill his duties in the government. In the same way, when we receive the priesthood, we promise to fulfill our duties to the Lord. The Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood. We receive the holy priesthood by an oath and covenant. This means that Heavenly Father gives us His oath, that is, the guarantee, that we can have the power and blessings of the priesthood if we covenant, that is, promise, with Him to do certain things. Therefore, all those who receive the priesthood receive this oath and covenant of the Father, which He cannot break, neither can it be moved. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 40. President Marion G. Romney explained the meaning of a covenant. A covenant is a contract, and a contract is an agreement between two or more people. If I should enter into a covenant with you, I would promise you something in consideration for you promising me something. If I entered into an agreement with you to pay you a certain amount of money for an automobile, and you promised to give me the automobile for that sum of money, that would be a covenant. Now, in a covenant of the priesthood, we promise the Lord, and He promises us something in return for what we do give Him. Conference Report, Korea Area Conference, 1975, page 36. The Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood is explained in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84. This scripture clearly describes the promises that we make and the promises the Lord makes when we receive the Melchizedek priesthood. Write on the chalkboard, "Our Promises" and "Lord's Promises." List under these headings the promises we make and those promises the Lord makes. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 33. Our Promises to the Lord. In the first half of verse 33, the Lord identifies our part of the covenant. "For whoso is faithful unto the obtaining these two priesthoods of which I have spoken, and the magnifying their calling." What is our part of the covenant? We promise to magnify our callings. This means that we will do our best in accepting and carrying out all our priesthood callings. To magnify our callings is to enlarge, increase, and expand the Lord's kingdom on earth through our service. We also promise to be faithful and keep all the commandments when we receive the priesthood. The Lord's Promises to Us. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 33 to 38. The Lord promises that if we keep our part of the covenant, we will be sanctified by the Spirit unto the renewing of our bodies. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 33. We can expect to be strengthened in body and spirit as we fulfill our callings. We may also become the sons of Moses and Aaron. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 34. The sons of Moses and Aaron administered the ordinances of salvation to the children of Israel. We have the same privilege of administering these sacred ordinances to the priesthood today. The Lord promises that we will become the seed of Abraham. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 34. In other words, we may receive the blessings promised to Abraham and his seed. Ask a class member to read Abraham chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. God covenanted with Abraham and his seed that through them all the nations of the earth would be blessed with the gospel. It is through the power and authority exercised by faithful priesthood bearers that these blessings are given to the world. The Lord also promises that we will become the elect of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 34. This means that faithful bearers of the priesthood who magnify their callings and enter into all of the sacred saving ordinances of the priesthood will be given the fullness of the Father's kingdom. Then the Lord says, "All that my Father hath shall be given unto them." Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 38. President Spencer W. Kimball explained, "Have you ever stopped to count the blessings, the powers that the Lord has? All power, all influence, all strength will be yours, and this is according to the oath and covenant of the holy priesthood which you bear." Conference Report, Buenos Aires Area Conference, 1975, page 51. There is no doubt that the Lord will fulfill His promises to the faithful and obedient. The responsibility, therefore, is ours. Failure to keep our promises to the Lord will prevent Him from giving to us all that He is prepared to give us. Magnifying our priesthood callings. We have promised in covenant with our Father in heaven to magnify our callings. What are our priesthood callings? When the Aaronic priesthood is conferred upon us, we are ordained to an office in that priesthood, deacon, teacher, or priest. Each of these offices is a calling with certain duties and responsibilities. Offices in the Melchizedek priesthood are elder, high priest, patriarch, 70, and apostle. Gospel Principles, chapter 14, pages 81 through 93, for an explanation of the duties of these callings. Priesthood is the power and authority of God delegated to man on earth to act in all things for the salvation of men. To exercise priesthood authority requires authorization by those who hold the keys and are appointed to preside, thus maintaining God's house of order. Melchizedek Priesthood Handbook, 1984, page 1. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "This priesthood is not a plaything. It isn't something just to hold and forget about. It is about the most important thing in all the world, and we receive it with an oath and covenant." The Lord knew that we were weak humans and might be tempted, and He said that that is why He asked us to pray night and morning and all the time. That is why He gave us home evening so that we could remind ourselves frequently. That is why He gave us priesthood meetings where we would go and mingle with our brethren and keep ourselves reminded. Conference Report, Korea Area Conference, 1975, pages 40 and 41. Before anyone can magnify his priesthood calling, he must know what is expected of him. He must first learn his duty and then act in the office in which he is appointed in all diligence. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99. The following story shows that President Kimball understood his duties and magnified his calling as a deacon. "I remember when I was a deacon, I thought it was a great honor to be a deacon. My father was always considerate of my responsibilities and always permitted me to take the buggy and horse to gather fast offerings. My responsibility included that part of the town in which I lived, but it was quite a long walk to the homes, and a sack of flour or a bottle of fruit or vegetables or bread became quite heavy as it accumulated, so the buggy was very comfortable and functional. It was a very great honor to do this service for my Heavenly Father, and it is still a great honor to perform this service. I am a deacon. I am always proud that I am a deacon. When I see the apostles march up to the stand in a solemn assembly to bless the sacrament, and others of the general authority step up to the sacrament table to get the bread and water, and humbly pass it to all the people in the assembly, and then return their empty receptacles, I am proud that I am a deacon, and a teacher, and a priest. To bear the priesthood worthily," Ensign, May 1975, page 79. What was President Kimball's attitude about his priesthood calling? How can the way we magnify our callings influence others? Receive help in magnifying our calling. President Marion G. Romney has said, in order to magnify our callings in the priesthood, three things at least are necessary. One is that we have a motivating desire to do so. Another is that we search and ponder the words of eternal life. And third is that we pray. Magnifying One's Calling in the Priesthood, Ensign, July 1973, page 89. What three things did President Romney say are necessary for us to magnify our callings? Write on the chalkboard, we must, 1, have a desire, 2, study the Scriptures, 3, pray. If we do these things and keep the commandments, we will receive help from our Heavenly Father in magnifying our callings. Elder Orson Pratt, one of the great missionaries of the Church, believed this with all his heart. When he was called on a mission to Scotland, there were only 80 members of the Church in that country. The previous missionaries to Scotland had been forced to leave the area, and a shower of stones, rubbish, and abuse. Upon his arrival in early 1840, he traveled to Edinburgh, the capital. On the day after his arrival there, he climbed a rugged rocky hill that rises in the middle of a natural park, commanding a magnificent view of the ancient city. Locally, it was called Arthur's Seat, but it is affectionately known by the saints as Pratt's Hill. There, Orson Pratt pleaded with the Lord to give him 200 souls to convert. The Lord heard and answered that prayer. Muriel Cuthbert, Strong Saints in Scotland, Ensign, October 1978, page 36. Elder Pratt magnified his calling, and others following his example were also blessed. By 1853, just 13 years after Elder Pratt climbed the hill and pleaded with the Lord for help, there were 3,291 members of the Church in Scotland. Conclusion. The blessings of the Lord are offered to the saints and to the world through the ministrations of those who hold His holy priesthood. Holding the priesthood is not a light or small thing. We are dealing with the Lord's power and authority, which He has given to us by the opening of the heavens in this day, so that every blessing might again be available to us. Joseph Fielding Smith, Blessings of the Priesthood, Ensign, December 1971, page 98. The Savior has promised by oath and covenant that when we magnify our priesthood callings, we will receive all that our Father has. The greatest gift He has for us is eternal life. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. And we have the promise that it can be ours and that we can help others obtain it. We should think often about the great blessings the Lord has promised us. As we do so, our desire to keep our covenants will increase and lead us toward eternal life. Challenge. Decide today that you will magnify your calling. Study the Scriptures to receive the inspiration, then pray earnestly for help. Keep in mind the oath and covenant of the priesthood, remembering that our Heavenly Father wants to give you all that He has. Be generous with your service to others, using your offices and callings in the priesthood to bless their lives. Additional Scriptures. Jacob chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Magnify callings. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 20 through 24. Our indebtedness to God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 29. Priesthood controlled on principles of righteousness. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 1 through 48. Come specially familiar with verses 33 to 44. 2. Have each class member bring his scriptures to class and use them for reading and reference. 3. Obtain chalk and a chalkboard. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 1, The Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood.